The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are talking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived, when each of you will be scattered to his own home, and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world, you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome back, everybody. A little thought for you for the day.
There are two groups of people in the world who know everything. Two groups. Toddlers and teenagers. They know everything. For the toddler, everything is possible and nothing is dangerous. When I was 3 years old, I was playing in my mother's car, and I accidentally released the emergency brake. Car started rolling backwards down the hill. I leapt out of the car and tried to stop it with my bare hands, like Superman. I shouldn't have survived, but it doesn't matter. Everything's possible and nothing is dangerous because you know everything. And as far as the teenager is concerned, all I can say is I wish I knew now half as much as I thought that I knew on the day when I finished high school. But the trouble with knowing everything is that you can't be taught. The trouble with knowing everything is that you don't even know your own ignorance, and that is a real problem. That was the problem the apostles had in the gospel that you just heard. It's Holy Thursday night. It's the Last Supper, and they're making their bold professions of faith. They don't even realize what they don't know. But Jesus knows better, and that's why he says these words to his apostles, "Each one of you is going to be scattered to his own home." What's interesting about that phrase is that Jesus literally said, each one of you will be driven into his own, or literally driven into himself, just before Jesus is crucified. St. Augustine once defined evil with a Latin phrase. He said that evil is the state of being incurvatus in se, literally being turned inwards on yourself. If that's true, then holiness begins when we turn outwards. When we are looking not to ourselves with our own feigned ignorance or with our many, many faults, which are too many to count. It begins when we're looking not to others, you and all your many sins, you people out there. No. Holiness begins when we turn to the Lord. That is where peace is found. That is the only place that sanity is found, and that is where holiness is found, a self-forgetful remembrance of the Lord. This is what Jesus meant to say when he told his apostles, "Take courage. I've conquered the world." Pardon me for retranslating everything here this morning, but sometimes I question these translations. What he actually said was, "Be of good cheer. I've conquered the world." And this on the night before he dies. How on earth can you be of good cheer the night before they're going to crucify you? How on earth can you say you've conquered the world the night before, by all external appearances, the world has clearly conquered you? How? Because he's not turned inwards on himself, that's how. Because his eyes are always on the Father, and he knows that no matter what happens in the visible world, God always wins. God is invincible. You can get that inside you too. It's the secret of the saints, and they're always of good cheer. I don't know if I mentioned before that I know currently, I know one man, and I used to know another who passed away, who are personal friends with a canonized saint, Saint Jose Maria Escriva, founder of Opus Dei. Personal friends with, you know what they always said about him? They said that no matter what, you sit down with him and within 10, 15 minutes, the whole group of people's laughing. Everybody's joyful. Doesn't mean he's frivolous. Doesn't mean he's shallow. It doesn't even mean he has a basic temperament towards cheerfulness like some people are just born with. It means he has internalized the faith that remembers that God is invincible and he cannot contain his joy. You got to ask yourself, does that describe you? Does that describe your home? It can. And it will. If you remember that the Lord has conquered the world. Remember, the word world in the scriptures refers to that force that does not recognize God as king. That force in the world that refuses to keep his commandments and prophets by breaking them. Jesus has conquered that when he rose from the dead. The saints never forgot it. And you and I remembering that as well, that's the secret of our peace. And on this Memorial Day, as long as we're remembering, can we remember the souls of all those soldiers who lost their lives in the service of our country with a prayer for their merciful deliverance? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace, and may their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.